Tom in Babylon is a big fan of analytics. What's up, Tom?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. That's what's destroying the game of baseball through the minor leagues,
mm-hmm.
as well as the major leagues, analytics. Hey, listen, let me just give, if you don't mind, a plug to a baseball writer that's on LinkedIn, and this guy's phenomenal.
Sure.
His name is Owen Kelly, okay. O-W-E-N-K-E-L-L-Y. The guy's just spot on a lot of stuff. He's a former scout. He's a ball player. And he writes, I think, true stuff about the game of baseball.
Okay, you got his name out there. What's your problem with analytics? What's your problem with, are we talking the conversation we're having now about the starting pitchers? Is it exit velocity, launch angle, what, all of it? It's all killing the game of baseball?
If I may.
Yes.
It's all of it. First, let me explain something. The average pitcher today is going about 4.5 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Just check it out.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, I can name a whole slew of starting pitchers in the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s,
mm-hmm.
that went the full 9 innings and never had Tommy John surgery.
Right.
The pitch clock is part of the problem. They're rushing the pitches. They're throwing 100 miles an hour, and there's no command of the pitches.
Yeah, no, I understand, and that's the point, though. Like, that's what his argument is. Because back in the 80s, you had guys throwing 89-mile-an-hour fastballs. And 91-mile-an-hour fastballs. And they were geared to go deep into the games. Today, I guess you can call it analytics, but they teach these guys to throw as hard for as long as they can. As hard as they can for as long as they can. They want the stuff to get out hitters. They want the swing and miss. They're not interested in you throwing 91-mile-an-hour fastballs to make sure you can keep that up for 125, 30 pitches. It's just the game has changed in so many ways. And we can argue about whether or not we should have our phones on the toilet. And we can argue whether or not that it's helped culture or baseball. The fact of the matter is that's just the way it is. And it's not changing.
Got to be able to adjust.
And specifically for the Yankees and Mets, you can't point to it as why they're losing. Now, he didn't try to. He's talking about the game of baseball. But you can't, like, yeah, the Mets have had trouble. The bullpen has been suffering for it. And maybe it's a little extreme to have every pitcher not be able to go five. But, like, this is the game of baseball. This is what it is. Starting pitchers don't throw 140 pitches, and they still get hurt because they're trying to get max velocity because they are trying to strike out the best hitters. The competition keeps getting better. The athlete, you know this.
Yeah.
The athletes get better. Football might be in a worse spot fundamentally, or you know the way you played it was a better brand of the game, more entertaining, more this, more that. But I think you would even recognize athletes of today. Every generation gets better. They're better.
They're stronger. More skilled.
They're faster.
Well,
they're,
But I think to your point also, I think not only just the ability to adjust because the game is what it is,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
And when entertainment starts to override the foundation of which the sport was built on,
right.
I mean, that's why gambling is in sports right now.
Right.
Because it's pure entertainment and people are more invested and willing to spend their money on a product that's out there. So if it calls for my guy to kind of pitch five, but he's throwing straight gas, he's coming downhill, That's what people are coming to see.
Well,
it is what it is.
I mean, I think that's the question, because they did institute rules to go back to, like, the pitch clock is designed to not necessarily change 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but to change how much time is taken in between games, and they want to limit pitching changes, so they make the mandatory three batter rule. Like, they are trying to, like, it's a question on whether or not what the fan actually wants, because I think what
the fan
wants
to please their dopamine.
Yeah,
the same reason why we sat here and talked about when we were using the John and to got off of the think nothing in our hands while we're actually doing number two.
Yeah,
we need something to appease our dopamine levels. I mean, the same thing is with sports. How can we make it faster, more entertaining?
Right.
How can we get our best playing at their best every time they're up to bat?
I totally agree, and that's why batting average and different things look completely different, because you know Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak because he saw the same pitcher five times in a game. Like, he didn't have a side-winding right-hander throwing 99 miles an hour brought in the seventh inning just to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a different game. That's just the way it is.